Hi, Karen.
Hi, you alright?
Oh, yeah, you're alright. It's Chris.
Hi.
You know it's me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Listen, I've got something to ask you. You know, we spoke ages ago about doing some sort of podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've sort of been thinking, I've had an idea. And okay. Well, it's actually a bit more than an idea. I've already set up a Twitter account and a Facebook page.
Oh, my God, really?
My idea is not to really tell you too much about it and just kind of come over and just...
what's it about, though?
Well, what I can tell you is you're going to be the sort of centre of it. And,
okay.
And I think we're going to make you famous.
Am I not famous already?
Okay, well, maybe a bit more famous. So I thought if I come over one day next week, we can just sort of record it and just get on with it. And is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'll text you when we sort out a day.
Is that it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Bye. Okay, so here we are.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
You don't know what we're doing, do you?
No idea.
Okay. Right, well, this is it. It's all set up to go.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see what happens then.
Here we go. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Ask Karen, the podcast which will quickly become your moral compass. You can get in touch for advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, it could be a simple dilemma, or maybe you just want to know if Karen has ever done a bungee jump. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Ask Karen Podcast, and we're also on Facebook. Just search Ask Karen. I'm Chris, and Karen is a very good friend of mine, and in my day-to-day life, I often wonder, what would Karen do? And on top of that, she's actually a qualified therapist. Does she know her stuff? There's only one way to find out. Let's ask Karen. So here we are, this is the start of it. You ready?
Okay. What are we doing?
How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been alright. I've not been working.
Yeah,
so
been off.
Yeah.
Putting stuff together.
Built a nice unit.
It's nice.
I've built a desk.
Have you?
I haven't shown you that yet.
I've not seen that yet. Your unit's nice though.
Thank you.
It's very nice. Yeah. Well done there.
Good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have people sending questions and stuff.
Okay.
Could be a question about just you. Could be some advice I need. Oh, that kind God. Of thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you lots of random questions as well. So... start with an easy question for you.
Okay.
What website do you visit the most, do you think?
Oh, well, I'm a bit bad with my phone. I go from one thing to another.
Do you?
And I don't do anything. I'm checking. Oh, website. Does Instagram count?
Yeah.
Okay, so because I have... I'm
are you is that addicted an app to Instagram?
Not addicted to any of them. I go on Instagram, then I go on Twitter, then I like check my email, then I check my WhatsApp. I'm just going around and not really doing anything, just to check if anything's happening.
I've only just started using Twitter, really.
Twitter's all right. That's the only one I'm on now. I had to quit Facebook because I got addicted.
Really?
Yeah. I was on it too much. Well, you know, I was posting
random stuff.
Too much, or like 6 times a day.
That's not lots, though.
Is it not? Like status updates?
6 times a day? That's not lots, really.
What, changing your status?
Yeah.
Or maybe, was it more than that?
No, I'm saying 6 times a day isn't lots.
Oh, maybe it was more than. I felt like it was a lot.
Well.
And I was on it a lot. And then I had my vegan food Instagram. And I had to stop doing that because all my food was getting cold because I just had to take a photo of everything, make it look nice before I ate it.
Is that still a thing? People still do that, take photos?
Yeah, there's a massive like vegan Instagram food thing. And that's what I just scroll through what everyone's eating.
I thought it was more sort of frowned upon now because people take the mickey out of it, don't they, a bit?
Oh.
It's like, oh, take a picture of my food.
Well, I have loads and loads of followers. Were they all taking the mickey out of me?
Behind my back? Maybe.
So I was obsessed with that. Anyway, I'm not doing it anymore. It's like when I was doing Facebook, I thought in terms of status updates all the time.
What can I put?
So Karen is doing this.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Why
it's not
come
good
off
for
it.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
So you are a vegan.
I am, yeah. Did I mention that?
You did. What? What's your favourite vegan meal been this week?
This week... I made a really nice thing out of the Thug Kitchen cookbook. I don't know
what?
If that's a problem.
Thug Kitchen?
Yeah, Thug Kitchen. Is that bad?
What
like,
bad?
Is it bad to say Thug? Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, it's got a bit of swearing in it, so like, don't get it if you don't like swearing.
Okay. What, in the book?
But, yeah, like, I was just going to say.
Swearing
like,
in so a recipe like, book?
Yeah.
What, like put the effing chicken in?
No chicken.
Actually, like, chicken would be swearing
in a
book.
Actually, it said that, yeah. No, it said about, don't worry if like, oh, how can I say it without swearing? It's got broccoli in it.
And broccoli's like, not a swear word. Just so you know.
It's like burn that.
Burn the
oh no, look,
broccoli.
I can't remember. But the, it's not that. Oh, it's something like chill the F out. It's meant to look a little burnt. Like
Like
if someone
nice.
Normal talking to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what you asked me. It's about the recipe. So
what was it?
So it was roasted broccoli and chickpea burrito.
Not sure about broccoli.
It's so nice. Oh, do you not like it?
It's all right. Yeah. I have it because I sort of have to.
Have you had it roasted?
No.
Game changer. You'll love it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I swear down. I'll make it for you next time, mate.
All right then. Okay.
It's got peppers, onions. Oh, I don't know if you like it.
Peppers,
smoked
onions.
Paprika.
I like that.
Chili.
That I like that.
Cumin and coriander.
Yeah.
Tin chickpeas.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Oh, that nice.
Whole broccoli. But then you chop it all up, roast it for ages. Garlic.
Mm.
Put it in a burrito. They'll cut it. It's well nice.
Sounds good, actually.
Mm.
Give it a go. Do you have it on its own? What do you have it with?
That's what do you mean on its own?
What do you have it with?
What have it with all of that? In a burrito?
No, but you end up with broccoli on your
plate.
On your plate,
wrap?
You got broccoli.
No! It's like everything.
With stuff on it.
No! It's all chopped up, so it's in like bits the same size.
Right.
Roasted.
Yeah.
Get a wrap, like a burrito. Put the broccoli and chickpea stuff down the middle. Avocado, put a bit of salsa in,
that's
like
nice.
That. Fold it up.
So it's sort of a lunch thing.
Well, you could have lunch. I had it for dinner. But, like, there's no rules against
Depends
it.
Depends how hungry you are, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's nice to have it warm out of the oven, so
that's nice.
It's a bit of a problem taking it to work.
I think you've sold me on the broccoli.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make it next time.
I'm so excited. Mm. Not excited.
You don't look excited, I've got to say.
So ideally what's going to happen is people are going to send in their dilemmas, right?
Right.
Because it's episode one, I've had to be like creative with this.
Oh God, okay.
So I've got a question from somebody. I won't say the name. The question is, I live in London and my son is getting married in Australia in the next couple of months. I currently have a girlfriend that I've been seeing.
This is a man, yeah. Sexist of me. I assumed it was a woman.
Oh, what?
It still could have been a woman. Oh my God. Okay, carry on.
So it's a man has a son to get married in Australia.
Fine.
In the next couple of months.
Yeah.
I currently have a girlfriend that I've been seeing for a couple of months.
And not the mum.
And I own half of an Indian restaurant.
Oh, it's complicated.
He's a chef at the Indian restaurant as well.
Right.
I miss my son so much. I've been thinking about moving to Australia to live there. I've asked my girlfriend if she would like to emigrate with me, but she needs to stay here for her family. What should I do?
Has he asked her if he wants?
Yeah, but she needs to stay here for her family. She can't go to Australia.
Oh, God. Can I just say before I answer this, you can't. If I was a counsellor or a therapist or whatever, I wouldn't be able to answer this question, just so you know.
Would you like to throw it back?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
I would make the client work out what they
want to do. Well, I think it's funny that they want to move. So their son's in Australia. They want to go to Australia to live in Australia. Surely their son's like, doesn't want their dad to come and live with them.
Is the son even
asked?
Do you
know what I mean? Exactly.
So wait, what's happened?
Just move out there. So, I'm going to live here now.
Nah, I wouldn't want that.
Hang on,
the son.
Come to the wedding, go home again.
He's getting married in Australia. That's the only thing that's happening.
They live in Australia.
The son already lives in Australia.
Yeah, they get married in Australia.
So he's going out there for the wedding.
And he's thinking, I might stay there and move there and live near them now.
Mm,
they might not want that.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's a cheek.
So the girlfriend is not the mum of the one that lives in Australia.
No, she's new on the scene for 2 months.
2 months? And he wants to move to the other side of the world?
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. I think this whole thing is a bad idea, frankly. What do you think?
Well, I think it's terrible.
Mm. Either...
Go to the wedding and come home again.
Go for the wedding. If you really want to stay, stay, but you can't make someone you've been going out with for 2 months go with you.
Exactly. And you've got an Indian restaurant.
What's going to happen to the restaurant?
Okay, another one for you.
Solved.
I'm a 16-year-old girl.
You're not.
And I think... I'll read a letter now.
Okay, right.
I'm a 16-year-old girl. I've got a low voice. And I think my best friend is getting involved in dealing drugs.
Oh!
I really don't know what to do, as I love her so much and I don't want to get her into trouble. I've also just recently come out as a lesbian. And I think I may have feelings for my friend.
Oh, this is good.
Adding to the problem.
That's exciting.
What should I do?
So wait. Oh. So her feelings for her friend, is that what's stopping her reporting it?
Well, and she's friends with her anyway.
Which problem does she want answered? Do I report her to the police? Do I tell her I fancy her? Have we got to solve all of it?
I don't know. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, should she go to the police, first of all? No, I don't think she should.
No. Well, it depends what it is. Is she, like, the leader of a multi-million pound heroin empire?
I don't think
so. Or is she selling an eighth of... I think she's like low...
I think she's, like, low rent.
Okay, she's low down the ladder.
She's, like, bottom of the ladder.
Don't go to the police. If, like, you're really, like, against drugs and you're that bothered, speak to your friend.
Have a chat with her.
Yeah, don't go to the police. But about... Yeah, you should definitely tell her that you fancy her.
Really?
Yeah.
What if she like it freaks her out?
Oh, hang on, she's 16.
It might freak her out a bit.
It would freak her out. Wait a minute. We're just assuming that the other one isn't gay.
Well, she might be gay.
Yeah, maybe she's out. Oh. Did it say?
No, it doesn't say, no.
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I mean, she should definitely talk to her about it. I'm not sure about telling her how she feels, though.
I mean,
She should test the water. I mean, she's obviously just come out. She's obviously told her friend recently she's lesbian. So.
Oh, her friend knows. I missed that.
Yeah, she's come out recently as a lesbian.
Oh, okay. Talk to her about it. Yeah, see how she feels.
Maybe give her a kiss.
Don't give her a kiss.
Unsolicited. Ask her first.
Ask her first. Say, would you like a kiss?
Always ask
if
first.
If she says yes.
Ask Karen.
Yeah, ask me. Yeah, and if she says yes, I would like a kiss, then kiss her. If she says no...
They're the rules.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that, yeah.
Well, everyone should know that.
So, I was going to tell you about my week as well.
Oh, please do.
A guy passed out on me on the train.
Passed out on you?
Well, he was standing in front of me. I was sitting down.
Oh.
And he was like about 20 and had a skateboard in his hand.
Oh my God.
Quite young. And then all of a sudden he just started, like, his eyes started going and it was a really packed train. And so this guy that sitting next to me got up and he sat down. I tried to get his skateboard. I think he thought I was stealing it. I wasn't. So he sat down and like he was like, oh, he's really freaked out because I've never fainted before.
Did he pass out?
I think he very, very nearly passed out.
Right.
What I was going to ask you is if that happens and you're there, what would you do? Because I was pleased that other people were there because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, that did happen to me actually, but I wasn't close enough to have to do anything about it. You know, when I used to get that horrendous, the overground train up to Canada Water, and it's so rammed in the morning, this guy did faint. I was down the other end of the cottage, the other end of the carriage, and it was so rammed that he started swaying like this, but like
it's
there was
horrible,
nowhere for him to go, so people were just like putting their hands up.
Put their hands up, so don't fall on me.
There were people all around him.
Oh, to catch him?
Yeah, but he couldn't have gone down, so they were just
see.
He was just against them, didn't do anything. But, I mean, I couldn't have got down there anyway.
But in that situation, I'm pleased if there's other people around because I don't...
Yeah.
I mean, I would do something. If it was me and somebody else, I would be like trying to help.
But if there's somebody else there to step in,
I'm happy to just...
That's what do they call it? Like bystander syndrome or something. Everyone thinks someone else will do something
really?
And then no one does anything. But no one else is doing anything, then I think you do it. Although I'm a qualified mental health first aider, but I'm not a qualified physical health first aider.
Terms and conditions.
Yeah. If someone has a mental health breakdown, I can get called and I'll go. And I know what to
really?
Do. Yeah. Well, it's a bit scary, but... I'm not a physical health because I did the first day of training and then I caught norovirus and I couldn't do the second and the first day.
Did you catch the virus at training?
Yeah, I think I caught it because someone else in the group, I won't say where I did it, but someone else in the group.
They were ill as well, were they?
Yeah, and was it before me or after me? I don't know, I am making a case that might not be true, but I'm suspicious that maybe it was to do with the Rissussi Annie thing.
Oh right, yeah.
That was the illest I've been in my life.
Oh,
I had to jump off the train vomiting. Anyway, that wasn't the question.
I'm not sure what the question was.
Would I help someone?
Well, I think the answer is yes, isn't it?
Yeah, if there was no one else there, or I'd assist the way. If nothing else, I'd call 999.
Yeah.
I was going to say 911. That wouldn't be much good.
Not unless you were in America.
Unlikely.
What's your favourite meal of the day?
Dinner.
Now, what is dinner? Is dinner... What time do you have dinner?
Like 7 p.m.
Yeah, I have dinner at 7 p.m.
Yeah, no later.
So you talk breakfast, lunch, dinner, right?
Yeah, not breakfast, dinner, tea. Like, although it's school, but yeah, but you're not northern, like
no.
me.
Yeah,
I mean, you're southern.
Yeah, so breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I like breakfast at the weekend, but on...
Do you not have it the rest of the week?
Yeah, but I don't have as much time.
I have breakfast on a Sunday.
No.
I have lunch on a Monday.
I forgot we were talking about that. No, like, I don't have time to make a decent breakfast on, like... From
no.
going to work.
I know we miss breakfast on the weekend because I've slept
do you?
In.
Well, oh yeah.
Wake up, or sometimes go for like a fry up like at midday.
That's
nice.
That's horrible. I used to like that. I'd have mushrooms on toast or something maybe.
Oh, posh.
But now this is the thing about breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Because you have dinner money when you're at school.
Oh yeah.
But it's still your lunch break.
And dinner ladies.
But you don't have your tea
so they,
when
they
you get in.
They teach mixed messages, don't they, at school?
Yeah,
it's not fair, is it?
Messing with our minds, man.
Dinner ladies at lunchtime.
They're not lunch ladies. Where is all the men as well? Why are they always ladies?
I bet that's changed now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Dinner men.
There's no way they can have that these days.
Did you have to do hands
Not dinner
on
men.
Heads?
It's just dinner. But dinner person.
Oh yeah,
like
dinner
that.
People. Did you do yeah. hands on heads?
Hands on heads?
In the dinner hall.
For what?
Like the teacher
When you finished?
Go, no, at the start. I think it's to make you quiet. No. Hands on heads! And everyone put their
Just
hands
putting
on
hands
their
on
head.
Your head to make you quiet.
And then she'd go like, hands on stomach. But it was called
this
hands on
This is
just
a game,
heads.
Isn't it? What?
Mainly it was
what
hands
Simon
on
says.
Heads. Only if she got bored of hands on heads. I think it was... I don't know what
really?
It was called. Everyone just
I don't remember. I didn't have that.
No. You didn't have as like exciting a lunch break as me.
Missed out. I feel like I missed out. What's better to have, high expectations or low expectations?
High expectations.
Do you think?
I've changed my mind recently.
What, just now? Is it now low expectations?
Before we got here, I was like low. Now I'm like high. No, because if you have high expectations, then you think positive and like you're more happy. If you have low expectations,
but then haven't you
depressing.
set your sort of sights quite high and you might sort of let yourself down.
Yeah, but then you're in that kind of mindset where you don't really, you'll be like, oh wow, it'll be better next time. Whereas if you've always got low expectations, like, oh god, everything's going to be terrible.
No, but low expectations, things,
and then
like, things are all
things...
brilliant because I can't believe how brilliant this is.
Yeah, but I just want to walk around thinking.
See, I think I've got low expectations when I see films and stuff. I think, oh, this is going to be, I sort of lower my expectations loads and then I sort of enjoy more things, I think.
Oh, that's you're the opposite of me. I'm always disappointed. I thought it was going to be brilliant. And it was
I just put one with a smile on my face, so I can't believe it.
So much better than
can't
I thought
it was. Brilliant.
Oh, that's this disappointing.
This train ride's brilliant. easily pleased, I think. Basically,
yeah.
That's me.
But I'm still pleased.
Not easily.
I have high expectations, but my expectations are fulfilled.
Right. Well, good. Good
That's
for you.
So not true. I'm
Good
lying.
For you. Now, Pink has just recently won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Brits. Did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't mean to talk then. I've got something to say about Pink.
What have you got to say about Pink?
I don't want to say anything bad because our mutual friend is a massive fan of
yeah,
Pink.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Pink.
I also am, but... No, come on, ask the question.
No, go on. What?
The thing about
Was
Pink
you upset
is,
about the Brit Awards?
No, I haven't even got onto that. It's just the mention of the name. When she first came out...
She had pink hair.
Yeah, and she had a really good song. Like, and it was, she was a bit R&B-y,
yeah.
There you go. And I thought she was going to be
yeah,
like that.
I like that, Pink.
That whole thing was like a marketing scam.
It's a ruse.
It was, because I liked her when she was like that.
Yeah,
the
I
fake
like, yeah.
Pink. Now the new pink. Rocky one, I don't like.
When you say new, like... yeah. 20 years or something.
Is it 20 years?
It was like 90s, wasn't it, when she had that
oh
first...
Oh, my God. It wasn't 90s. It was at least the year 2000,
I reckon it was like 98 or something like that. 99.
Wow.
I think it was 99.
I was doing a
She's
job
been
Pokemon
real pink for
that had
20 years.
On it, and that she was out then, because I remember going to a party and seeing her video.
Okay, maybe it's 2000.
Maybe it was late 90s.
But she's been real pink
anyway,
for
yeah.
quite some time now. You should get over it, really.
Yeah, she's all right. Sorry, anyway, what's the question? Sorry, Stevie.
The question is, what's your favourite shade of pink? Now, according to Wikipedia,
yeah,
there are 51 shades of pink.
Oh, well, I couldn't pick them all out.
No.
Have they got names?
Yeah.
No, they have not.
Yeah. Where have you got? Have you got an iPad? A tablet?
Yeah, but oh, it's on that shelf behind you. It's pale blue, I think. Oh, there, on top of Russell Brand. Down.
Is Russell Brand here?
Next, down there, where I'm pointing.
Name? Top. Here.
Yes, that's it. Wikipedia, shades of pink.
Yeah, I see. There's loads.
This article is about notable tints and shades of pink.
Deep pink, champagne pink.
Pink late, piggy pink, pale
pink. Pale pink, baby pink. I like baby pink.
Wait, these aren't names. I thought
Spanish
it would be
pink,
like,
cameo pink.
It's just something pink. I thought it would be Salavio or, I don't know.
Salavio?
You know, a word that isn't pink. Oh, fairy tale. That's not pink.
What is fairy tale pink?
Bacon. They're getting
Tickle
worse.
Me pink. That's a good one.
Tickle me pink. Charm pink. China pink. Okay. That's quite nice.
Did you know there's so many pinks?
No.
Tango pink.
That's not
That's
pink.
Red.
That's orange.
It's red.
That's clearly orange.
It's definitely red. I mean, this isn't a good podcasting material, is it?
Oh, you know, I can see. If anyone looks up tango pink,
look on Wikipedia,
write in and say, is this, what colour
is it? Pink, or
pink, orange or red? It's
red.
It's very...
Tango pink is definitely red.
It's orange. Why do you think it's called tango?
Right, well, I think we've come to the end of our episode.
No, we have not.
We have.
It's been like 5 minutes.
No, this is it.
I don't believe you. You've got more questions.
No, it needs to be short so people listen and come back.
Ugh.
So if you want to ask Karen something, you can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com.
Not what's my favourite colour pink.
Not that one. You can follow us on Twitter at Ask Karen Podcast. Also on Facebook, you can search Ask Karen. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed listening. And spread the word. Tell your friends. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And you can also give us a rating if you want to.
Only if it's a good one.
Yeah. You can't really force people to do
can
it.
Can you not?
Well,
okay.
Make it a good one.
Rate what you like then.
Rate what you like. Make it a good one.
And don't give it like one. Stop.
No. All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.
Tickle me pink.